This is Health Matters reporting on a recent decision by the Food and Drug Administration to ban the sale of soaps that contain antibacterial chemicals. Throughout this report, we will refer to the Food and Drug Administration as the FDA.
The FDA ruling applies to a total of 19 chemicals. Liquid hand washes and bar soaps containing any of these chemicals can no longer be sold to consumers. However, other products may lawfully contain the chemicals in question.
FDA said the industry has failed to prove that these soaps are safe to use over the long term. The industry also failed to prove that these products are more effective in preventing infection than ordinary soap and water.
That's the irony of it. There is no proof whatsoever that soaps advertised as antibacterial offer any more protection than ordinary soaps. But they deliver serious and dangerous threats to human health and the health of the environment. Antibacterial chemicals scramble hormones and create drug-resistant microbes.
Triclosan is one of the primary chemicals that has been banned in soaps. 38 years ago, the FDA proposed prohibiting this chemical. What it started to do in 1978, it finally managed to accomplish in 2016. In the meantime, antibacterial products became a $1 billion a year industry. Now, triclosan is everywhere, including our bodies. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 75% of the U.S. population has tested positive for triclosan. It is found in newborns and in breast milk, blood, and urine.
Triclosan is an endocrine disruptor, which means it interferes with important hormone functions. This disruption can affect the brain, the immune system, and the reproductive system. Specifically, the chemical interferes with thyroid, testosterone, and estrogen regulation.
These hormone disruptions can bring on early puberty, poor sperm quality, infertility, obesity, and cancer. Studies show that triclosan can also lead to impaired learning and memory. It can aggravate allergic reaction and weaken muscle function as well. The damage can be particularly severe and result in permanent impairment when it is used repeatedly during fetal development, infancy, and childhood.
Then there's the problem of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. This has become a major public health concern. Every year, at least 2 million people in the U.S. contract an antibiotic-resistant infection. The death toll from these infections totals about 23,000 people a year. Triclosan is one of the chemicals responsible for this situation.
And that's still not the end of the story. These antibacterial soaps wash down the drain and enter our groundwater and waterways. The contaminated waters carry the chemical far and wide. Triclosan is in our sewage systems, our solid waste, our fertilizer, and it's been found in dust. So, of course, it is now in the food supply and in fish and animals.
The worst of it may be this. The chemicals do not break down. Trichlorocarbon, a widely used chemical similar to triclosan, first started showing up in trace amounts in New York back in the 1960s. And it's still there, in Jamaica Bay near JFK Airport. Once in the environment, it stays for a long time. Yet another time bomb delivered to the American people by the chemical industry.
And by the FDA, as far as I'm concerned. Why did it take the FDA 38 years to ban the use of 19 dangerous chemicals used in antibacterial soaps? And why is the ban limited to liquid hand soaps and bar soaps only? Why are these chemicals still allowed in sprays, wipes, and creams sold in supermarkets, pharmacies, and hardware stores?
Worse, why is triclosan still permitted as an ingredient in products like Colgate Total toothpaste? The battle to get it removed is still being waged. Colgate claims it is highly effective against gingivitis, and apparently it does help with extreme cases of that gum disease. But experts claim its curative and preventive properties are still outweighed by its dangers. Because the mouth has a greater ability to absorb toxin than skin does, in fact, a study shows that people who brush their teeth with Colgate Total had more than 5 times as much triclosan in their urine than people who did not use that toothpaste.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, David Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.